Okay, welcome back to This Ridiculous Life podcast. This is Corey Miller with my lovely, awesome wife, Lindsay Miller. And we're recording another episode. We're like on a roll. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, something pretty big happened to us this year that kind of started about this time last year. And I think we should talk about it. About Callaway.
Yeah.
So last fall, he was getting a ton of ear infections. Remember this?
Yes.
And so, which means he's on lots of antibiotics. So, pediatrician says he needs to go to an ENT. So, we started this whole like ENT stuff. Ears, nose, and throat specialist. For anyone who doesn't know what that is.
Well done.
Probably Corey. Corey, did you know what that was? Just kidding.
Yeah, it's called pediatric ENT.
And so we go to the specialist and we have a couple of appointments. And they are like, maybe we should do tubes. And he'd had tubes before. And he was 6 months old. And had been like through some hearing tests because he, what they call referred at birth, would meant that he didn't have all of his hearing stuff at birth. But he got cleared at that at a year old, but he'd had tubes at 6 months old. So they wanted to do tubes again, check the adenoids. Like maybe there just like wasn't something developed and that's what was causing all these ear infections. So we go in, got the tubes. Super simple like deal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like
we were kind of amped up because, you know, he had to go under. No, was it local? What kind of anesthesia? I just always don't like that.
I know. Like, they put him under, but I think it's just with gas or something, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, they, like, put him to sleep, but he doesn't have an IV or anything.
Yeah.
But we were in the office waiting for, like, 4 hours with, like, a hungry five-year-old. But he was only back there, like, maybe 10 minutes. Like, it was so simple and easy. And they checked his adenoids, and he didn't need any extra intervention with the adenoids or the tonsils. And we're like, okay, this is good to go. No more ear infections. Everything's great. And I went the first time for his 1 month appointment to check him out and see how everything was going. And they do a hearing test. And he didn't go.
Actually, I went the first time. You went the second. Because that's when we remember the first time I went for the hearing test part. And he had an ear infection or something. No, he was sick. And we couldn't get a full test, and we had to come back.
Oh, so then I went for the second one.
Yes.
And he failed the test. We shouldn't say failed. His hearing test did not go well. Mm-hmm. And so then we went in, and we talked to the doctor or the PA or whatever on staff at the ENT. And they're like, you know, let's give it another month. Let's right. see. Like, he was just sick. Out. He had all that swimmer's ear the first time. So we had surgery, one appointment, 30 days later, another appointment, 30 days later, I'm in Phoenix at a WooCommerce meetup, and you take him in to get the final, like the final thing. And he scored the same as he had the time before. And they're like, he probably needs hearing aids. And not by probably, they're like, he needs hearing aids. He has hearing loss. And kind of wrecked us a little bit.
That's right. You were on the road when I called to tell you what the results were.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was driving. I was having breakfast right before I went to the airport, and I was like tearing up a little bit.
It was the moment we realized our son had mild to moderate hearing loss.
Yeah.
And we're on the phone. I'm driving in Oklahoma City North back to the office after dropping Callaway back off.
Mm-hmm.
You're thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
And it's that moment as parents when we're like, our son has to have something that I carry my own baggage with it. We all do, right? But it was definitely projecting some worries and concerns about my son.
Gosh, he's going to be different.
Yeah.
Like, not that that's the end of the world, right? Like, we're all different, but it's like, he's going to have something on the outside of his body that shows he's different.
Yep. And for the rest of his life.
Yeah, for the rest
They weren't
of his
saying
life.
This was like something that was a temporary thing. It was just the rest of my life. And
yeah.
I actually went to grade school, high school, with he was one of the valedictorians in our class that had hearing aids. And he was highly intelligent and functional and everything like that. And I didn't really know if he ever got teased or anything like that. But that was one of the concerns that I had for me was just that I'm going to have to take him back at some point. He's going to have hearing aids to his kindergarten class. And there's going to be this potential for being made fun of.
Right.
Or whatever. Or, you know. But the other part, I think, was realizing that he had, he did not have something that he really needs to function fully. And then he's going to have this, these hearing aids for the rest of his life.
Right.
And I think those two, for me, were the one points of sinking in going, oh, man.
I would add to the one other point, which is, and we didn't know it. Like, he's five. Right. He's five, and he had this hearing loss, and, like, we didn't know. Like, and it, right, we always turn it back on ourselves, probably, but, and it makes me sound selfish, but how, like, what kind of person am I that I did not know that my son had this? And, you know, I had a conversation with our pediatrician, like, I don't know, a year and a half prior to that point, and I said, I just don't think he's hearing us. Like, I don't think he hears me. And he goes, you know, there's a difference, especially with boys, and hearing and listening. And I went, oh, yeah, okay, you're right. We need to teach him to be a better listener. And so I've had, and maybe one day if Callaway hears this, he can understand, like, I'm really sorry. I had so many conversations of, Callaway, look me in the eyes. Look at me when I am talking to you. You need to listen better. And, you know, all this kind of stuff. And he couldn't, you know? And so there's that guilt word again. Yep. Maybe the next podcast is just going to be about guilt.
We need a whole series on parent guilt.
Oh, why gosh. It sucks. Why it sucks and why it's ever present. Yep. But anyway, we're not talking about that today. That could just be a recurring theme. But yeah, so anyway, so he gets the hearing aids. And can we talk about that day?
Yeah, let's talk about that day.
Let's talk about that day. So we wake up. We both took off work. And we take him to go get his hearing aids.
Because we haven't, have we told him? I can't remember. Have we told him this is what we're doing?
Callaway?
On the way to get the hearing aids. Have we told him he's getting hearing aids?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you had taken him to another appointment where he got to pick out his color.
That's right.
And all that kind of stuff. And so we've been talking about how he was getting hearing aids and we bought all those books. I bought, like, I don't know, every single children's book about kids with hearing aids. Even some that were, like, way outdated. I bought them all. And we'd been reading Lillian and Callaway those books. And we'd given some to his teacher to read to his classroom.
By the way, all these things happened over a course of months.
Yeah.
Really. But just trying to connect the dots here.
But, yeah, thank you. We're skipping around a little bit.
So yeah, we had started to prep him. And
yeah, we prepped him.
How you messaged that to a five-year-old.
And to the five-year-old's classmates. Because I think we ever had a concern about that, right?
Like, totally.
He is so, Callaway is like such a go-with-the-flow kid. Like, he's like, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to have hearing aids. It's a superpower. Sign me up. But I think we were a little bit concerned about like what the other kids were going to say. And so so we're prepping everybody, prepping the teacher, prepping ourselves. And so the day comes, we go to get the hearing aids, pick them up, and we videoed him. We should share this on the blog. We took a video of him hearing for the first time with his hearing aids.
Hearing fully. He can hear, but not the full in depth and clarity of the
right.
of the spectrum.
And it was pretty cool. Like, I think his voice was different than anything else. Mm-hmm. And he said mommy and daddy sounded kind of funny. But, like, I think it was really his own voice.
Yeah. So he started going.
Yeah.
Still does it to this day.
Yeah.
And which we can come back to how now maybe I understand it. But, you know, we're like, what is he doing? But he's getting to know some certain sounds. And, oh, my gosh, that day was, it was just like, I don't know. How would you describe it? Light bulbs and, or just.
Yeah, like synapses firing, right? Like where you could just see like connections being made. And then we had taken the day off. So we were going to like hang out, take him to lunch, like go to a movie, like whatever he wanted to do. And he wanted to go back to school. Like he wanted to do nothing else except go back to school. And so that was hard. That was really hard taking him into that classroom that day and just being done, you know, and just walking out like that. That was probably the toughest part of the whole day. But he was fine, right? And then Lillian was sick. So we took Callaway to get the hearing aids. Then we took Lillian to the doctor. And then what she had was super contagious.
Oh, God, yeah.
Same day. So then I go pick Callaway up. I went back to work for a couple hours. I think you went back to the office entirely, I think.
Yeah.
And then I go pick him up from school, and then I take him to the doctor. And then I get home, and the kids were outside playing, and so we have a strict rule. Kids are outside playing, no driving in the driveway. So I parked my car outside the house, put the keys on the console, and we live, like, super in the country. This is going to come important later. But, like, we have 5 acres. We are surrounded by trees. Like, you have to know where you're going to get to our house. And so I put the keys on the console. I'm like, oh, I'll move it later. Like, kids are outside, yada, yada. So we go in. I make dinner. You'd bought some Balvenie for us to enjoy. And we got in the hot tub later. Get the kids to bed. Get in the hot tub. And just kind of talked about our feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of worked through that. And how Callaway was adjusting, which was just like nothing had ever happened to him. And had some drinks and about, went to bed about midnight, right?
But you gotta pause.
Yeah.
Let's just go back.
Because
you're gonna get to the other part of the story. And, and you know, here's something about Callaway's reaction is obviously we were way more worried, personally, maybe felt traumatized by. Just your child going through something that you know, if I had my way, not that that was right or wrong, I wouldn't want anything ever to happen to him.
Right.
You know, to live a blissful, charmed life. And then some things have come up. And, you know, there's a song that you always talk about called The Overcomer by Mandisa. And how... You know, when he was a year old, just to backtrack a little bit, because this isn't Callaway's first time around with something we think is a great adversity in his life.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's born with double hip dysplasia, had to have surgery multiple times on his hips. They didn't form right around the socket of his femur. And, but that kid just wakes up every morning with a smile.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like a, you know, his parents, a 1-2 punch, at least for his dad, of like, this kid needs a break. Like, he just needs, and then the inspiration that he is to my life is that he wakes up smiling and happy and any little bump. And I think he just takes them with just relative ease, and it truly humbles and inspires me and, you know, makes me want to be better. But the reaction we've got, I think, when we started telling people where people knew Callaway now is hearing aids and things like that is just like, if anyone is going to be like awesome and just take it to the next level, no matter what's going to happen,
yeah,
it's going to be Callaway.
Right. Well, even today, we said we've watched him just blossom over the last several months. And I feel like at least 60% of that could directly be related to his having hearing aids. I mean, he wants them in. He wants to have them in all the time. And I feel like it has really impacted his life for the positive. And I'm so happy we found out about it. And I'm so happy we were able to do something for him to help correct that.
So now he's got a little blue pair of hearing aids.
He sure does.
And things, it's just been so good for him. I'm so thankful, like you said, that he's got them. And now is experiencing a little bit more fullness of life than we even knew was there for him.
Right. It feels like you're saying that as if you have intimate knowledge.
So one of the questions we start asking is what, maybe I do, was how was there something, you know, obviously we turned the question back on ourselves, something we did.
Yeah. Did the ear infections cause damage?
So the audiologists and different doctors just mentioned that there could potentially be a genetic component to it. And I said, well, that's interesting. My father has had demonstrable hearing loss, but had always attributed it to the Vietnam War. He was a machine gunner out of a helicopter in Vietnam. And, you know, verifiably needs hearing aids. And but I always thought his hearing loss was just related to that. Well, then I started asking around and pushing in on the genetic function. And, you know, my aunt tells me that maybe there was a longer line of potential hearing loss in her family. And so, you know, you kind of, I think, are the ones going, well, we asked about genetic testing because I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him to have to go through it. And I thought I would do it because maybe we suspected my hearing wasn't the best.
Right. We definitely suspected. We had feelings around the fact. Yes, we did.
So I want you to tell this side.
Well, I mean, in as kind of a way as I can possibly say, you don't hear very well. But I think, and maybe this is like a women are from Mars, men are from Venus. Is that the right planets? Anyway, thing is, I think a lot of women in their lives will always go, oh yeah, he never hears anything. Oh, he's this, he that, he never hears, he never listens. And so you kind of just like get used to hearing that, I think, culturally, that men just don't hear and men just don't listen. Just like that pediatrician said about Calloway originally, like there's a difference in hearing and listening. So I think culturally we laugh it off if the men in our lives don't hear well, but it had become a thing, right? There's a couple of stories with you and I and going, I can't believe you can't hear this, you know? And so,
namely a thermometer that was underneath my armpit that I said was not going off as Lindsay was miming with her hand every time it would beep.
Yeah.
And I wasn't hearing it.
Yeah. I mean, and that was before kids. So that's 5 or 6 years ago now. So yeah, it's definitely been an issue. And so when they're like, oh, is there a genetic component? I'm like, well, yeah, there might be a parent of his that can't hear very well. And so we went to Hearts for Hearing here in Oklahoma City, a world renowned, audiology and hearing,
nonprofit,
started by a fabulous woman from here in Oklahoma City that Corey and I know her and her husband well. And, so that's where we decided to take Calloway to. And they had this like thermometer out in their lobby and said, here's our goal for 2018 to get this many pre-screening of adults done. And I went, hey, Corey, do you think you'd be interested in going to get a hearing test? Like, Calloway's going, it could possibly be genetic. You might also have hearing loss. What if you went? And so I called and made the appointment. And you have two choices. You can just do the screening, or you can go ahead and like do the whole like test thing, which is like, what, an hour and a half or 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. And so I called up there, and since I was making the decision and I didn't want to waste your time, and I kind of felt like we'd already done the pre-screening part of it, I just opted to go ahead and just have you get tested. And so you went up there and got tested.
So went up there, got tested, and you know, after the results, or after the whole screen, whatever it's called, the tests, the doctor was working me through the sheet that I was kind of versed in from seeing it from Calloway, and said that, yes, you have moderate hearing loss. So it's been an interesting season of time for our family as a whole related to hearing, but seeing Calloway for one and then just starting to realize that I don't know how this could have gone back to my earliest days and slipped under the radar or whatever. So today is my second day of wearing my own hearing aids. So Kelly and I have over-the-ear hearing aids, and just yesterday I went and got my hearing aids, and Lindsay met me for lunch, and
I was in tears, almost happy tears multiple times during lunch yesterday. Like, I put the menu up to my face and said, like, what do you think you're going to have? Right? In a noisy restaurant with, like, music on and stuff, and you couldn't see my lips. And you were like, I don't know, I'm thinking the catfish. And I was like, I just wanted to cry. And I was just doing it as a test, right? It's going to be incredible.
I think just in the last 24 hours is thinking back how much I've probably missed, obviously, or had to overcompensate for in different things. That, you know, yesterday when the doctor was reading me the instructions for how to use the hearing aids, I found myself trying to look at the sheet she was doing because, you know, I think that was probably the thing. Like, I was somehow, she had told me that, you know, in absence of, you know, good sound hearing, that your brain is trying to fill in the gaps. And so I was just kind of wondering how many things like that has happened where I was looking at the sheet trying to read it because I maybe didn't feel I could hear.
Yeah.
And that time I had hearing aids.
You could actually hear.
And there was this moment, and it was about a 2-hour long deal, where I found myself, I was crunched over the desk initially, and then I all of a sudden just felt this sense of relief and relaxed and was, so now they say it's going to take about 2 weeks for kind of the brain to adjust, but I'm kind of wondering, it's kind of similar to, for me, just in my experience, when I got glasses for the first time 2 years ago, I didn't realize how much maybe mental strain I had just trying to read.
Right.
And now I don't take my glasses off, so I've got glasses and hearing aids now, and but I'm really looking forward to, I don't know, hearing things. I've been rubbing my pants. I don't know if you noticed this. I've been rubbing my pants legs.
Yeah.
Because they sound different.
Oh my gosh, I hadn't noticed.
It's really interesting.
Because yeah, you can hear it. Well, I said I was gonna like take you on a listening tour yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, do you want to go hear some birds or?
Well, and I just run a mall, going to the mall because I hate crowded area. Things are the worst.
Yeah.
Like when that restaurant we picked, we knew it would be a medium level of right. noise.
Right.
And I could discern conversations and what you were saying and even the music in the background, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah. You would like turn around and you're like, I can hear what they're saying over there. I'm like.
Instead of just like noise jumbled up in my head.
Yeah. I mean, even I think knowing you having an understanding of not being able to hear as well and finally like coming to grips with that, when you went to WordCamp US.
Oh, man.
When you kind of tried to stay off on your own this year a little bit and have quieter conversations because you knew you'd miss things. And then you went to the after party and you were just like, I know I miss so much in conversations.
Yeah. Some, those are just stressful. And I don't know if I had fully computed and obviously didn't put it together that it might have been linked to my hearing.
Right.
But I've always hated loud bars or concerts or crowded venues like a mall and...
Yeah.
And that might not necessarily all have to do with hearing loss. However, being able to actually hear what you're saying or the person I'm with in a scenario is already 24 hours in, pretty nice.
Yeah. And how unique of a situation that we as a family find ourselves in, right? So literally October 15th, right, is when Callaway got his hearing aids. So his surgery was in like March or April, and October we finally like had everything figured out and he got his hearing aids. And 2 months later now you're getting hearing aids and being able to, as an adult now, relate to what Callaway is going through and feeling as a 5-year-old. I mean, that's kind of, other than like you have had having them your whole life too, you know what I mean? Like, other than that, like, this is a pretty awesome, unique way to maybe help him. You know, the only time I've seen him have any moment of sadness around his hearing aids was one day we're in the car and he was talking about how much he loved his hearing aids. I was like, yeah, buddy, they're really cool. He goes, but I won't have them when I'm an adult, right? I was like, yeah, well, yeah, buddy, you're going to have them when you're an adult. Like, this is something that's going to help you hear for your entire life now. And like, think about how much you're hearing now. And like, you want to always feel that way. And he was like, but even when I'm grown up, like, yeah, sweetheart. Like, even when you're grown up, like, you're always going to need them to help you hear. And he was like, oh, I just thought I was going to have them when I was a kid. And then like, in true Callaway or true 5-year-old fashion, like, he moved on and we started talking about a different topic. But like, now he has like not only an adult, but like the adult role model in his life that has this, and you guys are going to be able to connect and relate on a whole new level
and hear more of the fullness of life.
And now there's no excuses for you guys to not listen to me.
You cut out, I think my battery.
Ha ha ha. Yeah.
Well, that was a. I'm glad we got to talk that out a little bit and put it all together. We've been kind of piecing this together in conversations about sharing this publicly.
Sharing the hearing aids for everyone story.
Yep. Now, you know, the sad thing is Lillian hears, I go, Callaway, I'm gonna get hearing aids like you. You know, and first thing is Callaway's, what color, what are you going to get and everything? Mm-hmm. And then Sissy going, well, I want hearing aids.
Even today. Even today, she like walked up to you and was like, "But Daddy, I want hearing aids too."
So we're trying to message that to you of like, "Hey, you and Mommy don't have to have them,
right?
And, but it's a good thing for Callaway and I,
right?
But that there's other things, and we talked, and so giving them earrings or something, you know, to help her feel like she,
yeah, and always sibling issues.
Always sibling issues, right?"
Another episode.
Okay, well, this was a good episode.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for telling that story.
Yep.
I can't wait for the update in like a couple months. Let's do another podcast just on your hearing stuff and see what else you've learned.
Let's do it.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everybody.